Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF protect skin against damaging UV rays and continuously deliver three essential ceramides to help restore skin's protective barrier so it can lock in moisture. Non-greasy, fragrance-free, and won't clog pores? With CeraVe, skin feels hydrated and looks healthy all day. CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF from the number one dermatologist-recommended facial moisturizer brand. This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
What's upset you now?
People who are giving TripAdvisor reviews that anything other than one or five star can get to fuck. Like, it would only ever occur to me to leave a TripAdvisor review if I'd had an awful time or an excellent time. I wouldn't give a... Who's going home and giving a 2, 3, or 4 star review on TripAdvisor? Not interested. I would only be compelled to write a TripAdvisor review if it was one of those two things. If I've come away from somewhere going, that was like someone had been sick on the plate, or that was the best meal I've ever had in my life.
But do you not find it helpful? Like, you might, you know, 5 stars is a top restaurant.
I find it helpful. That's not my point, Sean. It's the people that are leaving the review I am taking umbrage with. Of course it's helpful. What I want to know is who is leaving those reviews. I want the reviews. I don't want the people that are leaving.
I don't know who would leave a review.
Because I'll tell you who these people are. These people are people that are going actively looking for something wrong.
Yes, but that's, like, again, that's not my problem. What I don't understand is who are the people, like you say, who are the people that are leaving a review? Some people leave reviews on porn websites, like of how...
Wow.
Like, what? I mean, why would you use your...
There's quite a lot to unpack here. How much... I don't spend long enough on there. 45 seconds to a minute. That shut down, I get on with the rest of my day. How long are you spending on these websites?
Well, sometimes if you click down the comments, you can, someone will ask who the actor is.
Like porn IBMD.
But I'm saying,
this actor has also appeared in Bukkake Highway. I don't know what Bukkake Highway is, but like, sorry.
So that was... sometimes that's what it can be. it can be quite handy.
no pun intended.
I've gone red.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. So you should have done. But yeah, no, do you know what I mean, though?
Of course I know what you mean.
It's like professional reviewers. It's come about from programmes like Four in a Bed, where, you know, they're looking underneath the bed, going, well, the underside of the bed was a bit dirty. I don't give a fuck, mate. I'm not sleeping on the underside of the bed. I'm not a bat. Oh, there was... I pulled back the carpet to reveal a ketchup stain. You're weird.
Are you angry about this?
I'd like a...
Go on.
It's just the personality type I take umbrage with.
Oh, absolutely. But are you... Do you use them? See, I don't really use those sorts of...
All the time.
Do you? So if you're like...
If I'm away somewhere for a weekend, you know, like if I go away camping for the weekend, and you're walking through a village in the countryside and there's four pubs there, of course you're going to go on TripAdvisor and see which one of the four pubs has the highest rating.
No, but it doesn't work because I don't know the person that's leaving the five-star review. I might think they're a dickhead.
But you don't need to if there's been 1,000 reviews.
I might think those 1,000 people are dickheads.
It's just a...
I've met a lot of people. They annoy me.
I have met 1,000 people and 980 of them were dickheads.
Precisely. So TripAdvisor, yeah. Theoretically, it doesn't work. It's not a sound system. What you should have is you should have a review of the place by that person and then a review of that person.
Well,
you should be able to read up about the person.
My friend has a pub. You've been there. He got a 1-star review. It was upsetting for him, understandably. He'd just taken it over. It's like, oh, bloody hell, I've got a 1-star review. Up until that point, he'd had really good reviews. So we look at the person who reviewed. Do you know what she had also given a 1-star review to?
What?
Stonehenge. Do you know why she'd given it a 1-star review? It was raining. She had given Stonehenge a 1-star review because on the day she went, it was raining.
Oh.
That should be looked at by the kind of whoever, what do you call them? The kind of
Ofcom.
What's the word I'm looking for? Kind of Ofcom or whoever's in charge of the reviews there. She should be disqualified from reviewing. She should have a reviewing license revoked.
A standards authority, a reviewing standards authority.
Yeah.
Is there a toilet at Stonehenge?
Yeah, there's like a cafe. There's a gift shop.
Where?
Why? You've been putting off going there because you're worried you might shit yourself.
No. I literally thought, why would anyone want to go? It's just a few rocks.
It's incredible.
What are you talking about? It's not incredible.
When I was 16, I was going to get Stonehenge tattooed around my arm. Like, you know those Celtic bands they have?
I can't breathe. That is incredible. Why? It's just a few rocks. It's a couple of rocks. All right. Okay. Yeah, I don't know how they got there, but who cares?
You're as bad as that woman.
It was my mum.
Oh, I don't know what all the fuss is about. It's just a couple of bloody rocks.
Well, it's like my mum said. I'll never forget what my mum said about space. She said, I wouldn't want to go to space. There's nothing up there. It'd be boring.
Well, that was about the sort of agreement of it. No, I don't agree at all. Would you like to go to space?
No, exactly like my mum said. There's nothing up there. It would be boring.
You don't know that.
There's nothing. What do you
You're
mean?
You're a flat earther.
What are you?
Of course there's something up there. Do you think we're alone?
Oh, I can't believe we're getting into this. All I'm saying... But what are you saying?
You're the one who said, I don't want to go to space, there's nothing up there.
What are you saying? That my mum's going to pop up to space and bump into an alien? Is that what you're saying?
Never know.
Oh my God. You don't know? No, but the astronauts have been up there. They haven't bumped into any aliens.
A handful of astronauts. What's to say?
It's just basically a long train journey. That's all it is. It's just a really long, uncomfortable train journey up to the moon where there's nothing, no shops and no cafe. Basically just a big rock. And even shitter stuff.
You put this all in the way.
And then you go
You
back.
Wouldn't go to space because it's just like a long train journey, but you've got the train to Leicester.
I got the train to Leicester to go to work. If there was a gig on the moon, I'd go.
There's a gig on the moon. That would make a fantastic T-shirt. Like a sort of really avid festival goer. I'll tell you what, mate. If there was a gig on the moon, I'd bloody go.
Why were you going to get Stonehenge as a tattoo?
It was the 90s. That's just what it was like then. People were getting Stonehenge tattoos.
I don't believe for a second that that's the stupidest tattoo you nearly got.
I've only nearly got two. I almost got that and then I almost got, you know, the kind of mod target. It's like an old military.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah.
I nearly got a strawberry.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What? What?
Where? Where?
I hadn't decided yet.
By your pubis.
I hadn't decided yet. I just really fell in love with that Lightning Seeds album.
Right.
You know, it has the strawberry on the front cover.
Vaguely, I'm not a huge
Lightning Seeds fan.
Well, anyway,
yeah, so I really enjoyed it. And I thought, oh, strawberry, I like that. I'll get that. And I didn't bother.
Wow.
Yeah. Unlucky.
I met someone on holiday. I mean, that's ridiculous. I met someone on holiday in Tenerife on my first lad's holiday who had a tattoo of the Rambo poster on his leg. And I said, oh, why have you got that? He goes, oh, I quite like the film. I quite like the film. You just happened to walk past a cinema and a tattoo parlour at the same time and went, I quite like that. What are the chances?
That's hilarious. That's fantastic.
People have some ridiculous tattoos. I worked with a guy in London who had...
tattoo of a chicken korma on my bicep. Yeah, no, I just had an Indian last night. It was all right. It was fine. Yeah, quite liked it. What were you going to say?
You've got tattoos.
I've got what? I've got a tattoo. Oh, don't worry. It's boring. I've got a Blink-182 tattoo behind my ear.
And you should have had it on your eyelid.
Oh, very good. Very good. You. And then I've got two stars from Glastonbury.
I thought you were going to say because of my Edinburgh review.
Unbelievable. Problem I've been having this week is... Basically, I have very bad self-control, right? So, like, I try and keep a healthy diet. My problem is, if I buy a loaf of bread, I will eat a loaf of bread, right? Like, in one day, I will eat a loaf of bread. So, like, I'm going to the shop, it's like, oh, I quite fancy a sandwich. And I just want two slices of bread. I think they should sell...
It's like those news agents where they used to sell single fags.
Yeah, I think they should sell single slices of bread. Everything you try and buy now, it's like, it's assuming I've got a family. I don't want an entire cake. I want a slice of cake. Do you know what I mean?
I 100% know what you mean. Well, this is the thing where the whole world is set up for, people who have families, isn't it? You know, the ready meal for one is a kind of... That's why it's quite a bleak thing. But I mean,
I love a Bakewell tart. I love a Bakewell tart, right? I do, Mr. Kipling, Bakewell tarts, but they come in six. And it's like, well, if I buy six.
You sound like my nan. Oh, I love a Bakewell tart.
What's wrong? I love a Bakewell tart. Do you not love a Bakewell tart?
Absolutely fantastic.
I'm getting a tattoo of a Bakewell tart on my shoulder.
Won't fucking put it past you, mate.
But I can't get the Bakewell tarts anymore. I can't enjoy them because I go, I know I'll just eat six. I can't buy that because I'll eat six. And I don't want to buy an entire packet and throw five away.
Yeah.
Do you have this problem?
Only with booze.
You must have it.
I can have a packet of biscuits on the go for a week.
I can't believe
that. It's quite surprising. Yeah. I'll get a packet of Oreos and I'll sort of just get... I'll have, four with a cup of tea and then I won't open them. I won't have them again until today. Which is odd because I can only buy what I'm prepared to drink in terms of booze. Exactly like you. I'm like, if I buy 20 cans of beer, I go like, I'm probably going to drink 20 cans of beer tonight.
But that's why. I can't buy digestive. If I buy digestive biscuits, I will eat the entire packet. I had to get my girlfriend, right? We bought biscuits, and then before she left my flat, I had to ask her to hide the biscuits so that we could enjoy the rest of the biscuits when she came back. That's mad, isn't it? Because my brain goes, this is how my brain works, right? Say I've got a biscuit, I put the biscuit in, I go, oh, that was nice. That was better than when I didn't have a biscuit. Right, well, there's more biscuits. Right, so then there will be more niceness. I'll have more biscuits. Why would you stop eating the biscuit? How do you do it? It feels good, so I can't stop.
Just on a side note, when she comes back and sort of gets the biscuits, do you ask her where she's hidden them?
No. I don't want to know.
But that would be...
No, because if...
Where do you... Because have you got...
if I know where she's hid them, I'll find them.
Have you ever looked for them?
No. That's too much. I tell you what I have done. Have you ever done this? Have you ever hidden things from yourself and then forgot where you put them?
All the time.
Like what? What have you hidden from yourself? What was that laugh?
Like fags. Cigarettes.
Right.
You know, I'm like, right, I don't want to smoke any more of those tomorrow, so I'll hide them somewhere. Like when I'm drunk,
yes.
I'll go out for a fag and I'll be like, oh, right, I'm not smoking any of these. And then later on, I mean, I've done stuff when I've been drunk and then gone to find them and not been able to remember where I've put them in that same sort of evening.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what I've done. When trying to quit smoking, chucked away the fags in the bin, obviously, yep. Fancy a fag, go back through the bins, get the fag. So then what I started doing is chucking the fags in the bin and then pouring water in the bin. Like, this is just getting
really?
Too... Yeah, because it's not really chucking them away, is it? It's just in the... Essentially, what is a bin? It's just a bag in the cupboard. It's not really chucking them away. I've just put the fags in the cupboard.
Given packets away and then just bought another packet the next day. I mean, oh, bloody hell. Like, bought a packet, had three and gone, right, I don't want to actually smoke. And then the next night, bought another packet. You go, like, I wish I just kept that packet. I bought a packet of fags the other day when I was out drinking. How much do you reckon? This is the most expensive packet of cigarettes I've ever bought in a shop.